Likutei Halachos, we're continuing in Yoredeya, Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Nedarim, Halacha Hey, from the beginning. We dedicate to learning today Le'ilui Nishmas Dvoira Chana Bas Rav Menachem Mendel, whose Yortzeit is today, and Le'ilui Nishmas Rav Shlomo Reb Moshe, whose Yortzeit will be on the 22nd of Adar. We dedicate to learning also for a complete to refu shalema for all those that need it, besoich shar chole Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal bases this halacha on chapter 60 in Likutei Moran. Al pi ha-Torah posach Rabbi Shimon, ayin shom kol ha-Torah. Rav Nosson Zal says, review that entire chapter in Likutei Moran to have a clear, solid base for this halacha. Mevoyer shom, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, shal yidei sipurei maisiyas mo'oberin mehashena. Telling stories, we can awaken people from their spiritual sleep. Rabbi Nazal said that the Welt says, the world says, that when you want to put somebody to sleep, you tell them a story, a bedtime story. And I say that when someone is spiritually asleep and you want to wake them up, you tell them a story. And Rabbi Nazal shows there on the Likutei Moran that by telling these types of holy stories, taking people out of their spiritual sleep, a person can affect pekidas akoros, that women who weren't able to have children should be able to have children. And when a woman gives birth to a child, that brings yira. This Rabbi Nazal quotes the pasuk Chil Kayoleda, trembling like a woman in childbirth. Shalideze Nimshach Arichus Yomim, and the proper type of Yira brings about long life. The pasuk says Yiras Hashem Toisif Yomim. Fear of Hashem adds days to a person's life. Bechinas Tikune Atik, and Rabbi Nazal there on the Likutei Moran speaks about Tikune Atik. Atik means old age. And when a person is zocheh to this proper old age, they're zocheh to great wealth. The pasuk says, "The Avraham zokein bo bayomim, v'Hashem beirach es Avram bakoil." That Avram Avinu was aged, and Hashem blessed him with everything. And when a person is zocheh to this great wealth, this enables the person to be zocheh to a deep understanding of Torah, she'ef shelakabloi kiyam al yidei ashirus godol, which it's impossible for a person to achieve this deep knowledge of Torah, this hizboinus haTorah, without this great wealth. The Mishnah says, "Emein kemach ein Torah." If a person doesn't have parnasa, they can't have Torah. And Rabbi Nazal shows there in Likutei Moran that when a person wants to be zocheh to his hizboinus haTorah, a very deep, high-level understanding of Torah, it requires this great wealth. And Rabbi Nazal says there, that's why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu, and others had to have great wealth. Ayin shom kol zeh heitev. Look over there in Likutei Moran chapter 60 to be able to get a clear understanding of all of these concepts that Rav Nosson Zal just presented very briefly. Paragraph Aleph, now Rav Nosson Zal begins. V'zeh b'chinas nedorim. This is related to the concept of vows. She'ha'odam yochle le'esar al atzmoy dover hamuter, whereby a person has the ability to declare something which is permissible, to be able to declare it forbidden, and to make it forbidden to him. Oy, or a person has the ability to obligate himself to do something which the Torah didn't obligate him to do. And a person can accomplish that via a neder. Nimtza, shalidei haneder ha'odam yochel lasos li'atzmoy Torah mikol davar shebo'ilav. And what this tells us is that a person has the ability to make for themselves new Torah out of anything in the world. Kigoyim, for example, Leilech Lemokom Ploini. A person can make it an obligation from the Torah for the person to have to go to a certain place, Afal Pi She'ein Bo Zeh Shom Mitzvah, although previously there was no mitzvah involved in going to that place. Aval kishemekabel alatzmoi beneder o yishvu aleilich l'sham. However, when a person obligates themselves by making a neder or a shvua to have to go there, azai mitzvah v'chiyuv olav min haTorah aleilich l'sham, then it becomes a mitzvah, an obligation based on the Torah for the person to have to go there, lekayim nidro yishvuasoi, in order to fulfill his vow. And so too in the opposite manner, when a person declares something forbidden to himself by making a neder or a shvua, that person has created for themselves a new isur based on the Torah through this vow that they made. Afal pisha zula saneder loy hoyol of shum isur klal. Even though were it not for the person making that neder, it wouldn't be forbidden for them at all. Nimtza, so therefore we see based on what we just described, shali de neder ushvua oisodom leatzmoy toira mikol hadvorim shavoylon, that through neder and shvua, a person has the ability to make, to create new Torah out of anything in the world. And this is similar in concept to these special stories that a true tzaddik tells, where Rabbi Nezal explains over there in Likud Imran that by the tzaddik telling this type of story, he can awaken people out of their spiritual sleep. Dehainu, mashiyesh b'nei odom sheyeshenim es yemeyim. Rabbi Nezal explains over there, there are people that are sleeping away their lives, al yidei shenestalek p'neihem, as a result of the fact that their ponim, their seichel, has left them. Shehu sichlom ha'amiti, the ponim, is the true seichel of the person. There's a pasuk, chochma sodom to'ir ponov. The chochma of a person lights up the face. Shezeo b'chinas shena. And when a person's chochma leaves, it's as if that person is asleep. Because we know that when a person goes to sleep, the neshama leaves them. And the neshama is associated with the brain. We say in the morning when we put on tefillin, Shahaneshama Shebemoichi im Shar Chushai Vekoichoisai Kulim Yidu Meshubarim, that the neshama, which is my brain, V'efshar Lo'iram Alidei HaTorah, but when a person falls into a deep spiritual sleep, it's impossible to awaken the person and get them out of that spiritual sleep through standard Torah, Kim Alidei Sipurei Maisias, but rather it requires a story, telling a certain type of a story, shemalbishim bohem haponim shel haTorah, whereby the tzaddik hides inside the story. The tzaddik hides one of the faces of the Torah. K'moishim avur sham, as Rabbi Nezal expounds on this over there in the middle of Torah Samach, v'zehu inyan nedarim, and that's similar in concept to the neder, the vow. As we just said, that through neder, a person can create Torah out of anything in the world. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the similarity between neder and Sipurei Maisias. Ki ikar b'chinas shena hanal, shehu histalkus haponim, shehu asecho kanal, nimshach al yidei shemezgaber Hevlei ha'olam hazeh, shehu olam ho'asiya al ha'toyrah. Rav Nosson Zal says, what causes a Jew to fall into a spiritual sleep, which means that they lose their face, their spiritual face, which is the seichel? That comes about as a result of all the foolishness, the hevel olam hazeh, the foolishness of this world, which is the Olam Ho'asiya, overpowering the Torah. Ki ha'Torah v'ho'olam heim bebechinas guf v'nefesh, because the Torah and the materialistic world are like a soul and a body. Ki kol ha'olam hu bebechinas guf legabi ha'Torah shehu ha'nefesh v'ha'chius shel kol ha'olam. Because the entire physical, materialistic world is like the body compared to the Torah, which is the soul and the life of the world. Ki kamoi she'en laguf shum tenua v'chius kimal idei ha'nefesh. Because just as the body cannot move, cannot function at all without the battery inside of it, without the soul, so too the world cannot exist and does not have its own life without the Torah. Shehi ikar hachius v'hakium shel kol ha'olam. The Torah is the source of life and what allows the world to continue to exist. As the pasuk says, the Torah is your life. And when all the foolishness of this world overpowers the Torah, meaning, when a person forgets their mission in life and they forget the Torah as a result of all the foolishness of this world, then that person is considered spiritually asleep. Because just as physical sleep, which overtakes a person as a result of the heaviness of the body becomes heavy, tired, and that causes the seichel of the person to leave. The person goes to sleep, they close their eyes, and their brain shuts down. Bibchinas shena, in the form of sleep, kemoikein mamish, hu bibchinas shena hanal, al yidei shemizgaber ha'olam al ha'Torah. So too exactly is there a concept of spiritual sleep when the foolishness of this world, the heaviness of this world, overpowers the Torah, the light of the Torah. And when that happens, when a person becomes spiritually asleep as a result of getting involved in the foolishness of this world, we have to awaken the person out of that sleep by telling them stories. Ki hatzadi koemes yodea ha'Torah ha'nelemes b'chol maise ho'olam mitchila v'atzoif. Because the true tzaddik knows and understands the Torah that's hidden in all these stories and all the actions of this world from beginning to end. V'yodea l'halbish ha'ponim shel ha'Torah b'chol maise ho'olam. And this tzaddik knows how to hide and cloak the light of the Torah in all kinds of stories. V'alidei zeh daiko hu ma'orer me'hashena. And by doing this, by telling this type of story, he awakens people out of their spiritual sleep. Shebo alidei hisgabrus maisa ho'olam hazeh al avodas ha'Torah. This spiritual sleep, which came about as a result of all of the stories of this world overpowering the Torah, meaning that the person got involved in the olam hagashmi, and as a result ended up disconnecting and forgetting about the Torah. Because the tzaddik reveals that in all the stories of this world is hidden incredible Torah. How does the tzaddik do this? By being able to tell a story regarding this physical materialistic world, and to cloak, to hide in these stories, one of the faces of the Torah. And by doing this, the tzaddik is showing, he's revealing the fact that the Holy Torah is cloaked and hidden in all of the stories of this world. And by doing this, the tzaddik eliminates spiritual sleep from the world. Shebo alidei his gabrus maisa ha'olam al avodas ha'Torah, which we said before, comes about. What causes a person to go into spiritual sleep when all of the stories of this world overpower the Torah? By the tzaddik being able to show, to tell a story, what seems to be an ordinary story about life in this world, and hiding Torah inside of there, the tzaddik shows that in all of the stories of this world is found Torah. We know that Rabbeinu Zal told these stories, these deep stories, that seem at first glance to be ordinary stories about things going on in this world, and there's hidden in there incredible deep, deep aspects of Torah. And so too, we know that the Sifrei Kabbalah show us that in the stories of the Chumash and the Navi are hidden the deepest, deepest secrets of Torah. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Beis, v'zeh bi'atzmoy b'chinas nedorim. And this is exactly the concept of neder. Sheheim nimshochim mimokim govoya moi. The Zohar Kodesh tells us that the concept of neder comes from a very, very high spiritual place. The Torah uses the wording ki yafli lindor. If a person will do a wondrous thing, pele, of making a vow, and we know the term pele is associated with Bina, with Keser, the highest levels of Kedusha. Mibechinas Torah Hane'elemes. These high levels, the Keser and Bina, are used to represent the hidden Torah, the secrets of Torah. Sha'al yidei zeh hu yochol la'asos Torah mikol hadvarim sheba'olam kanal. And by a Jew tapping into this neder, they're able to create Torah out of anything in this world. And this shows that in everything in this world is hidden Torah. A person makes a vow, I'm not going to use this table ever again in my life. He's showing that the table is Torah. By the person revealing that everything in this world has Torah, the person has the power through a vow to create new Torah out of anything in the world. And that's exactly what these stories are. Because through these stories, we show that in everything in this world, there's Torah found there. Nimtza, so we've shown now, Shenedorim, Shehim bebechina sipurei maisiyah shel hatzadikim, shal yodom mo'ira me'ashena, that vows are similar in concept to the sipurei maisiyah that tzadikim tell, or sipurei maisiyah of tzadikim, by which we awaken people out of their sleep. V'zehu bechinas, mashalidei hanedorim ma'orim es atzmam lekayim es hatoyram. And this explains what the Gemara tells us, that sometimes by a Jew making a vow, the person motivates themselves and they inspire themselves to fulfill the Torah. K'mayshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says in Nedorim, page 8, shori le'le'inish lemindar lezeruzei nafshtei, that even though making vows is not such a good thing usually, but a person is permitted to make a vow in order to motivate themselves to do something. They want to do a certain thing, and they don't have enough motivation, and they know that by making a vow that they're going to do it, that's going to give them that extra push to make sure that they're going to do it. As the Pasuk says, Nishbati va'akayemo lishmor mishpatei tzivkecha. I have sworn and I will fulfill to uphold the mitzvahs of the Torah. Hainu kanal, as we just said, ki hanedorim yesh lahem koyach lo'oirer es ha'odom l'kayem es ha'Torah. Because vows have the power to give the person sometimes that extra push that they need to fulfill the Torah. Ki heim bebechinas sipurei ma'aseis hanal, because they are similar in concept to these stories, sha'al yodom ma'oirerin me'hashena, which also inspire a person and motivate a person, take a person out of their spiritual sleep, v'zoichen l'kayim es ha'Torah, and get the person to want to fulfill the Torah. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says, is a pasuk in Tehillim that says, asher nishba l'Hashem nodar la'avir Yaakov. Dovah HaMelech says, I have sworn to Hashem, I've made a vow to the powerful one of Yaakov, im etein shnos le'enoi la'afapoi tuma, that I will not allow myself to sleep until I build a house for Hashem. So Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this. The neder and shavua is not to allow myself to sleep, to make sure I don't sleep. Ki neder u'shavua mevatel hashena v'hatuma, because these different types of vows eliminate sleep. Ki hein debechinas hisoyrus hashena, because they are coming from this place of awakening people from sleep, getting people out of their spiritual sleep. Paragraph Gimel, Validei his oyros hashena zoichen lepikida sakorois, kemoi shemavur sham, ayin sham. And Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likut Imran that by a tzaddik doing this, by a tzaddik telling these kind of deep stories, and getting people out of their spiritual sleep, waking people up from their sleep, this results in women who are barren being able to bring children into the world. We know that the Gemara tells us on Rosh Hashanah, we read, Vahashem pokad es Sora, that Sora Imenu didn't have children for many years, and Hashem gave her the ability to conceive. And we know that Rosh Hashanah is all about waking up from sleep. The main mitzvah d'oraisa of Rosh Hashanah is blowing shofar. And the Gemara and the Rambam write that what is the shofar? The message of the shofar is Uru Yeshena Mishnaschem. Wake up, you people who are asleep, wake up from your sleep. The blast of the shofar is intended to wake us up. So those that the tzaddikim, who through their Sipurei Maaseis wake people up from their sleep, that results in Pikidas HaKoros. V'al kein Chana kishebiksha liyos nifkedes, and this will explain why Chana, the wife of Elkanah, the Navi tells us that she was barren, she couldn't have children for a long time, and when she wanted to have a child, nodra neder. The Navi tells us that she went into the Beis Hamikdash and she made a vow that Kemo Shekosov, as it says, Vatidor Neder Vatispalel Al Hashem. She made a vow and she was mispalel to Hashem. Now note, the Zohar HaKadosh points out, it should have said Vatispalel El Hashem, to daven to Hashem. It says Vatispalel Al Hashem. She davened Al usually means above. Her tefillah went above the standard Yud Kei Vav Kei. Her tefillah went up to that place of Bina, that place of Keser, from which the ability to have a child comes from. Ki neder hu bebechinas sipurei ma'aseis hanal, because as we explained earlier, neder is similar in concept to these stories that the tzaddikim tell. Shaydei zeh ma'oirin me'hashena, which is what takes a person out of sleep, and by taking people out of their spiritual sleep, this affects Pekidas HaKoros. We know that Rabbi Nizal, when he told the Sipurei Maaseis, those stories, he said he wants it written down in Yiddish, in order that Women should be able to read it so that a woman who's having difficulty in having children will be able to read these stories and it'll give her the ability to have children. Paragraph Dalit, Vze Bechinas Pesach. And this is what the holiday of Pesach is all about. It's interesting, we're learning this now. We just finished Purim a few days ago and we're headed towards Pesach. Ki Iker Yitzias Mitzrayim Shekoilel Kol Hagolios. Because the whole concept of the Jews being able to come out of Mitzrayim, to come out of Golos, is dependent on awakening people from their sleep, which is accomplished through Sipurei Maaseis. Kizeh Yodua, because this is a known concept in Kabbalah and in Hasidus. Shehagolus ubechinas shena, v'hagula he bechinas his oirus hashena. Geula, redemption, is a concept of waking up from sleep. We know there's a pasuk, lochein gola ami mibli das. Therefore, my nation was exiled from lack of das. Golus is like sleep, just like when a person is asleep, the brain shuts down. So too, when we were in golus. We're in this state of lack of das, whereas geula is waking up from sleep. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Bishuv Hashem es shiva sion hoyinu kecholim." When Hashem took us out of exile and He brought us back to Yerushalayim, it felt like we like a dream. A person dreams when they're asleep. V'alkei ne'emar bagolus. And therefore, the pasuk also says in Tehillim, regarding when we're in exile, Ura, Lomo Sishan Hashem, wake up. Why are you asleep, Hashem? Hokitza, wake up. Ubi Yeshua Ugeula Nemar. And when Hashem gives us the salvation and He takes us out of exile, the pasuk says, Vayikatz Kiyoshen Hashem. He woke up like from a sleep. Hashem, the Hisoyerus Hashem and Shubachinas Yitzias Mitzrayim, Wavidei Sipurei Maaseis, and waking people out of their sleep, which is the concept of coming out of exile, coming out of Mitzrayim, is accomplished by telling stories. V'alkein lo hischilas haTorah miMitzvos kiyem miBereishis, and this explains why Hashem did not begin the Torah with mitzvah by telling mitzvahs, but rather with stories from umesaper kama maisias. And in Chumash Bereishis, it's all about many stories and the first half of Shemais. Umalbish bohem is haTorah, and cloaked in these stories is the Torah. Shehu kol divrei haTorah hakdoshe mi Bereishis. Ad hachodesh hazelochem. That's actually the entire Torah from the beginning of Bereishis up until hachodesh hazelochem shehi mitzvah rishona, which is the first official mitzvah that was given to the Jewish nation. Interesting, this coming Shabbos, we're going to read Parshas Hachodesh in Yitzhashem. Vezeh shepirish Rashi, and this is why Rashi explains on the first pasuk in the Torah, Hashem really should have began the Torah with the first official mitzvah that He gave to the Jews upon leaving Mitzrayim, which is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. So why didn't He? Why did Hashem start with all of these stories? Hashem wanted to tell us His great power, koyach ma'asov. The word ma'asov means His actions, and ma'asov also means stories. Hainu bishvil lichboish eretz Yisrael. Rashi goes on to explain that Hashem did this in order to enable us to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Because if those other nations that were there before us would say that Eretz Yisrael belongs to them because they were there first, therefore, Hashem told us the story of creation that Hashem created the entire world from beginning to end, and therefore he's the boss, and he can allow whoever he wants to live in a certain place, and when he decides to replace them and evict them, Hashem has the right to do that 100%. Shehi Iker Bechinas His Oilus Hashena. And conquering Eretz Yisrael is a major example of waking up from sleep, Bechinas Yitzias Mitzrayim, because we left Mitzrayim in order to go to Eretz Yisrael. Shei Koroi Hoya Kedei Lovoi L'Eretz Yisrael. The main reason and purpose of leaving Mitzrayim was to get to Eretz Yisrael. K'moshe Kosel, as the pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, Va'oisanu Hoitzi Misham, Hashem took us out of there, out of Mitzrayim, Lahavi Oisanu El Haaretz, in order to bring us to the land. Shehu Bechinas Beshuv Hashem Eshiva Sion Hayinu Kecholmen. And this ties in beautifully with the other pasuk, that when we returned to Yerushalayim, we realized that that exile was like a dream, meaning we were asleep. Kishivas Tzion, because returning to Eretz Yisrael, to Yush, Dahainu Lotzeis Mehagolos, Veloshev Letzion, meaning to come out of exile, out of Mitzrayim, and to return to Tzion, Shehu Kiddush Has Eretz Yisrael, which is the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, Zehu Bechinas His Oirus Hashena. That's like waking up out of a sleep. Bechinas Hoyimu Kecholim, as it says, it was like we were dreaming. Ki Achakach Kishenisoyra Me'ashena V'yotz Me'agolos V'shav Me'aret Yisrael, because afterwards, when the person wakes up from the sleep and they come out of exile and they return to Eretz Yisrael, Yoyden Shekol Hagolos Hoya Bechinas Shena V'chamayim. That's when we realize that the whole Golos was, that Golos was a sleep and a dream. V'zeh Bechinas Hanau. And this fits in beautifully what we said earlier, Im Etein Shnos Le'enoi, that David HaMelech made a vow. He said, I will not allow my eyes to sleep Ad Emtza Mokoyim L'Hashem, until I first discover a place for Hashem, a site for the Beit HaMikdash, Mishkonos La'avir Yaakov, a resting place, a Mishkon for Hashem. Ki Iker Shleimus HaGeula Hu Rak Kishenishlam Binyan Beit HaMikdash, because the real complete redemption will only be when the Beit HaMikdash will be built. V'alkein b'chol pam shana mevakshim al HaGeula, and this is why in our tefillah, whenever we're asking Hashem to redeem us, to take us out of Golos, we're asking for the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Because that's the real completion of the redemption. And we're learning here that redemption means waking up from sleep, coming out of a sleep. Bechinas, as David HaMelech says, Im etein shnos le'emai lafapoi tnuma ad em samokim l'ashem. I vow that I will not allow myself to sleep at all whatsoever until I find a place for Hashem. The Hainu binyan beis hamikdash. He was referring to the site upon which the Beis HaMikdash will be built. He calls man shalei nivna Beis HaMikdash, because so long as the Beis HaMikdash has not been built, Ne'emar, the pasuk says, ki loy bosem ad oto el hamenucha vel hanachla. You have not yet arrived to your resting place, to your proper inheritance. Ki iker shleimus hageula, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because the real completion of the Geula is only when the Beis HaMikdash will be built. I see a question in the chat. is Pesach similar to Purim in this way? Because Rav Nosson Zal says about Purim that it also is an aspect of waking us up from sleep, because the Megillah, which is a Sipur Maisa, is read then. The answer is definitely yes. Haman said, Yeshnoi Am Echad, there is one nation, and he used the word Yeshnoi. The Gemara says that Haman said, their Hashem is sleeping. And this was referring to the fact that according to their calculation, according to Haman and Ahasuerus's miscalculation, it seemed as if the 70 years of exile had already ended and Hashem had not taken the Jews out of exile yet. So they thought that the Jews are in a deep, deep sleep. They've fallen away. They've disconnected from all 70 faces of the Torah. And Megillas Esther is an outstanding example of a story of Sipurei Maaseis Mishonim Kadmonios, an ancient story that wakes us up from sleep. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, paragraph Hey. Aval yesh shema'uvim mehashena al yidei sipurei maisiyas shein bebechinas bekerev shonim, bechinas shivim shana, shivim ponim la'toira. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran that sometimes you can wake a person out of sleep by telling them a recent story, a story that's not ancient, that doesn't go very, very far back. It's called bekerev shonim, meaning it's within the 70 years, Shivim Ponim LaTorah. It's within the 70 faces of the Torah. Aval yesh shenaflu mikol hashivim ponim. But Rabbeinu Zal shows there on the Good Imran that there are people who have fallen to a level where they've disconnected themselves, they completely from all 70 faces of the Torah. Whereby in order to wake these people out of their sleep, you have to tell them a story that comes from an ancient place. Stories that go way, way back. Shonim Kadmonios. Shehim b'chinas shorish shel kol hashivim ponim la'Torah. Those stories are connected to Bina, to Keser, which is the source, of all 70 faces of the Torah, from which all 70 faces of the Torah receive their light. Hanim Shachem Ehem, these 70 faces of the Torah draw and receive their light from what's above them, from this Bina, from this Keser. We know in Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, we're told that the Vav represents Zerampin. And Zerampin is the Torah. The Vav is the letter that represents the Torah. Just like the Gemara says in Bava Basra that the Luchos were 6x6, which means that the first two letters, the Yud and the He, are above the Torah. The Bina and Chochmah and Keser are above the Torah. The Chol HaGeulos and all redemptions from exile, Shehem Bechinas His Oyerus Hashena, which are examples of waking up from sleep. Kulam Hoyo Ikar Alidei Bechinas Sipuri Maisias Shall Bekerev Shonim. All of them generally came about as a result of stories Bekerev Shonim, recent stories. Umachmaze Hoyo Achareim Churban. And that's why those Geulos didn't last, those redemptions didn't last, but rather, unfortunately, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Ki afal pi shehat tzadikim she'asku ba'geula, because although the tzadikim that were involved in taking us out of exile, u'bifrat Moshe Rabbeinu, especially Moshe Rabbeinu, she'koyel kol ha'geulos, whereby taking us out of Mitzrayim, was koilel all the different redemptions, shekulam al yodoi, and all geulos are brought about through Moshe Rabbeinu. He is the tzaddik of all generations. We know that it's brought that the word gam represents the Shekhinah. Gam means also. Hinei matoivu manoim sheves achim gam yachad. V'af gam zois b'hi oisam b'eretz soiveyem. And it's brought that challah, the mitzvah of challah, is associated with women. Women are the ones that take challah, and women represent the Shekhinah. And the word challah is bigimatria gam. And the Sforim tell us that the word gam represents all of the geulais that Klal Yisrael had. Gam is geulas Mitzrayim, which is geulas Moshe. Then you have Chanukah, the miracle of Chanukah, which is Geulas Matisyahu, Gimel Mem. Then you have Purim, which is Geulas Mordechai. And then you have the final Geula that we're waiting for, which is Geulas Moshiach. Bevadai Yodu Gam Bechina Sipurim Maisil Shalkshonu Karmonius. These tzaddikim that told these stories, which helped us get out of Golos, these tzaddikim definitely knew stories, ancient stories also. Aval adayin lo higia ho'eis la'asuk b'zeh b'shleimus oz b'shas yetzias Mitzrayim. However, unfortunately, the time had not yet come to be involved in Sipurei Maisius Mishonim Kadmonios at that time when we were going out of Mitzrayim. Which could have brought about a complete geula, after which there would not have been any more golus. Because at that time, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, we had not yet received the Torah, which means that none of the 70 faces of the Torah were being revealed yet. And the Torah at that time was still very, very hidden. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't draw and turn on the light of these Sipuri, the highest level Sipuri Maisius, the Sipuri Maisius of Shonam Kadmanias, these ancient stories. Alkein Hoysa Iker Hagula, Aide Bechina Sipuri Maisius shall be care of Shonim. And therefore, the Geula at that time was brought about through Sipuri Maisius' more recent stories, Shehim Bechina Shivim Ponim Latoira, which correspond to the 70 faces of the Torah. It's a much lower level than Sipurei Maisius of Shana Kadmonios. V'achakach kishayotzu mi'agolus, zochu al yidei zeh lekabelas haTorah v'shvuos. Now, afterwards, after we came out of Mitzrayim, we were zeched to receive the Torah on the holiday of Shavuos. V'oz nizgalu b'chinas hashivim ponim laTorah. And then were revealed these 70 faces of the Torah. Kamosha Kosuf, as the Pasuk says about Matan Torah on Har Sinai, the Pasuk says, Ponim b'ponim diber Hashem imochem, that Hashem spoke to us face to face. Ponim, that the ponim, these shuvim ponim of Torah were revealed. Shezehu iker shleimus hisoyrus Hashena. And this is an example of true waking up from sleep. Kibishas hagolos shehu b'chinas shena yef shaloyer alidei hisgalos haTorah biatzma. Because while we are in exile, which means while we're asleep, we cannot be awakened from our sleep by revealing regular technical Torah, by telling us about the mitzvahs. But rather, the Torah has to be cloaked and hidden in stories. And by telling these stories, we wake people out of their sleep and we take them out of Golos. Now, afterwards, after the person already comes out of Golos, they come out of the sleep, Oz Megalin haTorah Shoisa Melubeshes Basipurei Maisius. Then we can reveal the Torah the standard mitzvahs of the Torah, which were hidden in those stories. Shezel b'chinas matan Torah achar yitzias Mitzrayim. This is the concept of Hashem giving us the whole Torah after we came out of Mitzrayim. Achar shesiper kol hamaisis hakdoshim ibereshis ad matan Torah, meaning after Hashem had already told all the stories from Bereshis up until Parashas Yisroi, up until Matan Torah. Avol ikar kol hamaisis vizgalas haTorah al yodam, hoyo ha'ikar mebechinas bekeres shanim hakanal. However, the essence of those stories at that time and the revelation of the Torah as a result of that was based on stories of Bekerev Shanim, more recent stories. Afal pi shenerlam umarumos bahem gam sipurim aisir shoshan kamanias. Even though in those stories of Bereshis, of the creation of the world, and Noach and Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, are hidden in there, stories of ancient stories, shehem shoresh hakoil, which are the source and origin of everything, shoresh kol hashivim ponim. They are the source and the roots of all shivim ponim of the Torah. So still, afal pikein ikar hageula vehisoyres hashena hoya alidei bechinas bekerif shanim. Now, still, Rav Nosson Zal says, the coming out of Mitzrayim was brought about through Sipurei Maaseis of Bekerev Shanim, the recent stories. Ki koidem matan Torah yefshe lahaschol misipurei Maaseis shoshan kadmonios. Because before the Torah was given on Har Sinai, it wasn't possible to start with such a high level light, the ancient stories. V'alkein, and therefore, hoyo acharkach kama golias. After coming out of Mitzrayim, unfortunately, we still experienced many different exiles. The four major exiles of Bavel and Parasumodai and Yavon and Edom, ad shebonu legolus teorah hamar hazeh, until we arrived at this long, bitter golus that we're still in today. Ve'ikar hagolus nimshach al yidei hanefoshos, and this exile that we're in really came about as a result of all of those souls that, as a result of engaging in all of their desires, in all of their materialistic desires, they fell into a deep sleep. And they fell away and disconnected from all 70 faces of the Torah. And as Rabbeinu Zal explains there in Kudiman, when a person falls away from and disconnects from all Shivim Ponim LaTorah, the only way you can wake that person up is through stories, ancient stories, Sipurei Maaseis Shoshan Kadmonios. And this is why when Hashem offered Moshe Rabbeinu the opportunity to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu refused. V'omar, he said, Shlachna b'yad tishloch. Don't send me, Hashem. Send the one who you're going to send in the future. Ki yoda she'yefsher ligmar ha'geula b'shleimusars. Because Moshe Rabbeinu realized and understood that it was impossible to bring about a complete geula at that time. That even if he would take the Jews out of Golos, it would only be short-lived. Question in the chat, why was it impossible to tell these ancient stories before the Torah was given? It says that such stories are specifically for people who have fallen from all 70 faces of the Torah. So what does it matter whether they have the Torah or not? The answer is that a person who's been in darkness for a long period of time, if you show that person a bright light, you can blind the person permanently. When a person is in complete darkness and you want to take them out of darkness, it's got to be done in a gradual way. You can't show them a super, super bright light. So that's why Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here, at that time, that we couldn't be shown this light of Sipurei Maisis, of Shon Karmanios, before some light had been brought into the world, before the Torah had been given to the world. This explains when Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, what name should I tell the Jews? What should I tell them is your name? Hashem said, Ehye Asher Ehye. Ehye Do'ano Zomino Mehevi. Rabbeinu Zal says in Likut Imran, chapter 6, that Hashem's name, Ekye means I will be, I want to exist. Ze b'china sipurei maisis now. This represents the stories shebohem melubosh v'ne'elam ha-Torah, in which is cloaked and hidden the Torah. V'al kein hu b'chinas ekye, shehu b'chinas helam v'ibur. And that's why Hashem used this name ekye, which refers to hiddenness, like pregnancy, where the baby is hidden inside the mother's womb. Kemuva b'kisvei harizal, as the Arizal explains in the Pri Eitz Chaim and Shara Tfilin, Kishom adayin lo nizgala ha-Torah, shehu shmo d'kodesh b'ruchu. Because in Hashem's name, Ekye, the Torah there is not yet revealed, which is the Torah, which is the name of Hashem, Bechina Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, which is Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Rak Hu Adayim B'Bechinas Ekye, but rather, at that point in time, Hashem was still in this state of Ekye. I will be, Ano Zomim L'Nehevi, I'm preparing to be, I want to be, She Osid L'Hizgalos, Kishi Hizgalos Sisrei HaTorah, Hashem was implying that I am going to be revealed when the secrets of Torah that are found in these stories of the Torah and in all the words of the rabbis will be revealed. And this will also explain why it says Ekia twice, Eheya Asher Eheya. Referring to these two types of stories, because one ehye represents the recent stories, the stories of recent times, and the second ehye represents the stories of ancient times. That's what's going to bring about the final Geula, which we're waiting for. And this is why the Gemara says, the Gemara says that the two Ehyas, Hashem is saying, I will be with the Jews in this exile, in this suffering, and I will also be with them in these future sufferings, the future exiles, to get them out of there. Iker hakiyum begolos zeh, veiker hatikva lotzeis meagolos, validei b'chinas sipurei maisios hagavoyim anam. Because what's allowing us to exist, this, to continue to exist in this exile that we're in, and our main hope of getting out of this exile is dependent on these very high level stories, which are these stories of ancient times. Rav Moshe Zal is going to go into this much more. I didn't mention it up front, but we also dedicate the learning Le'ilu Nishmas, my mother, Yenta Fradl, Bas Rav Yeshu Aryeh. All these neshamas should have an aliyah. They should be Melitzei Toy for us, and we should be zeicha to study these stories of the Torah, which have this incredible high-level hidden light, which will bring us to the Geula Shleima B'mehera B'Yameinu. That's a shame. We'll have much more on this. Rav Nosson Zal is going to speak about the Haggadah. Haggadah means to tell a story, which is what we do at the Seder night on Pesach Mitzvah Shalom.
Thank you, Rav Nachman.
Good week to everybody. All the best.